It's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. So, good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Now, how are you doing? Because last week we went through the beginnings of how you can start to go through and identify your family tree. So, where are you taking it this week?
Well, I'd like to start off with the two areas that perhaps are the most common for people to look when they're researching their family history, and that's census records and birth, marriages and deaths records.
Right, off you go.
Right, births, marriages and deaths records, let's talk about those first. If you're lucky enough to have other family members who might have records, before you go rushing out and saying, well, I haven't got a copy of my grandfather, my great-grandfather's birth certificate or whatever, I would suggest ask around, because often people do keep documents like this. Let's face it, they're important documents, or they were. So ask around, ask family members, cousins, aunts and so on, particularly people older than you, because presumably you'll know a bit about your parents, you'll know when they were born, when they were married and so on. It's usually from grandparents back that people encounter problems. And this is where we hear people saying, I haven't got any paperwork. So before you rush off, log on your computer and fire up the family history website and try and get a copy that way, ask around. Because bear in mind, any copies of birth, marriages and deaths records, copies of birth certificates and so on, you will need to pay for.
But do you need those documents if you're researching to a large degree on the internet?
They're not absolutely essential, but they're good to have because they put flesh on the bones of who your grandparents, great-grandparents and your ancestors were.
But, I mean, as you go further back, that's going to be more difficult, almost impossible to produce those.
It is. Once you get earlier than 1837, it will be very difficult. Many people do have some form of written record of their ancestors' burials, marriages and baptisms earlier than that, but that's not usual. I would say most people find when you get back as far as 1837, it becomes increasingly difficult for every year you want to go back earlier than that. And you really are looking at parish records.
So you could go to, well, in certain cases, I guess you could go and check churchyards and things like that for graves, but that's only assuming that your ancestors are local to the area.
It is. It really helps if you know where your ancestors were living. There is a website that if you go on to Google and just do a search on memorial inscriptions or monument inscriptions, you'll be surprised at how many records there are on the internet of memorial inscriptions on graves.
And do you have to pay for those?
You will have to pay for full details. Your grandparents or great-grandparents don't have to have been somebody famous. There are people, particularly people who work for local family history societies, who volunteer, who go to their local churchyards. There are people in this area. A volunteer group have done work in and around Chelmsford looking for gravestones of soldiers who were at Highlands House during the First World War when it was a military hospital and who unfortunately didn't make it and are buried locally at Chelmsford. So it's always worth getting in touch as well with your local family history society. Usually a yearly subscription is a very modest amount. And you'll be amazed at how much local digging family history society volunteers have already done. And in fact, they can save you a lot of work because they might have some information on your great-grandparents, your grandparents, your ancestors that you don't know about, but they've got recorded on their records. Amazing. So it's always worth a try.
So where are you, what are we doing next week?
Well, next week I'd like to look at wills.
All right. And what in what connection?
In connection with looking at your tracing your ancestors, trying to find out a bit more about your ancestors' circumstances, and possibly finding out about members of the family that you didn't even know existed.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.